Hi, I'm Connie Newman, and welcome to Coffee and Conversation with Connie and Company. Today we are welcoming Amanda McCrae from A&O Support Services for Older Adults.
Thank you very much, Connie. What are we talking about? Social engagement. How do we do that?
Yes, it's a very important issue. It's an important contributor to healthy aging. We know that a lack of social participation or social isolation puts people at increased risk of disability, heart disease, stroke, mental health problems, that includes depression, dementia, and premature death. So it's very important for people to stay socially engaged. We also know that socially isolated individuals also use more healthcare services than those who are more connected, and they're more likely to have repeated hospitalizations and longer hospital stays. So it's very important with population aging and older adults that we make sure that people have a toolkit and resources to know where they can go to be socially engaged.
I love the way you put it together. It sounds so easy.
It probably isn't, and I think it comes down to the individual, and we can't go and pull people up and make them join a group.
And if we're socially engaged, that is easier.
Yes, it is. And all of those pieces in terms of having, even if it's, you know, one person that you know comes and you have coffee with once a week and it's scheduled, these are things that are really important to keep us connected, less isolated, less at risk for a number of different issues.
And people look forward to those engagements.
Absolutely, like
we
all do.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Amanda McCrae. We'll talk again.
That was Chris Tuffer with Amanda McCrae from A&O Support Services for Older Adults. Catch up with Coffee and Conversation, head to cjnu.ca.